Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
You got it!
Ralph's flying straight into a new season.
He sure is.
Burger alert!
The greatest American hero.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Come to the land where dreams and nightmares come true.
Where are you, Rourke?
Fantasy Island.
Freeze!
He's the smash hit of the season. A new kind of cop with a mean punch and a tender heart.
T.J. Hooker is the name.
And this season is looking even brighter with these exciting new dramatic shows. Laughter is the universal language. And this fall, the laughs are still right here.
Get ready for some fun!
Button up your overcoat!
Am I hot?
Laverne and Shirley have never been hotter.
Somewhere inside you, there lies a cheap novel.
Why are they giggling? I don't like it when they're giggling.
The Fonz are still doing it to them.
Tension! Present on! Oh, yeah.
As Happy Days celebrates the return of Arnold.
You big palooka!
Good choice of words.
Those three girls in the office are headed straight for the top.
This is my textbook. How to be pushy without being punched.
Working 9 to 5.
I saw her first.
It's still smooth sailing for the love of the ship on the ocean.
Tanker's ready.
They're going all out for romance on the love boats. They're TV's newest teen idol.
Let's sing out in the streets. Run barefoot through linguine.
Joni loves Chachi.
Humba, humba.
And Friday is still
Subjected evening.
As the good times just keep on rolling with Benson.
Did you see that?
What can you say about America's number one television comedy?
We'll have fun, fun, fun tonight.
It's another smash season of Three's Company.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Let's talk shit about Stephanie.
No, let's not. That's not nice. She's nice.
Not nice.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Welcome to episode 40 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Ira Malkin.
Hi.
There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
And wait, somebody's not here.
Oh, no.
I'm looking to my
right.
What
happened?
And the chair is empty. The chair is empty.
Shit.
Oh,
can we get Refney, the dog without a Facebook, to fill in since she's not here?
Root Rise. Rita Rick.
Eat a dick. That was what she left us with
last
week.
That was funny.
Eat a dick. It was very funny. I thought her recap was very well done. Hey, Stephanie's out tonight. She'll be back next week. Oh, God, there's lots to talk about. A lot of shit going on in the world. It's our fall TV preview episode, but there's other shit to talk about, too. Like, for instance, we all have iPhones, right?
Yeah, new iOS 10.
Did you download yet?
I didn't, but I heard not to.
Why?
Somebody said it was fucked up.
Yeah, it's just people fucking bashing on Apple.
Now, is it people bashing on Apple, or is it people with fives?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Because some people are saying that it shut your phone down.
Right. I don't think they're supporting fives, are they?
I don't know, but mine works fine.
Yeah, mine
works
fine.
But you have a six.
I have a six S.
Plus.
Six plus, baby.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I like things big.
It's too big for your hand.
Well, see, I wanted to go the other way. I want to get that new 6SE. Yeah, the little guy.
Well, you're going to get the 7?
No.
I'll tell you what.
No. I like a headphone jack.
Yeah, that's pissing me off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spend money on their proprietary bullshit.
Right.
You get the thing. You get free wireless.
And I don't want to walk around with dongles hanging out of my ears that I'm going to fucking lose.
Any Apple headphones are uncomfortable as shit. You know that.
Well, I don't mind the headphones that come with the iPhone.
Really?
Like them. Yeah, because they don't. There's those kind of iPhones or those kind of headphones that have that rubber on them that you jam in your ear and it's supposed to drown out all the sound. I don't like those. I don't like having shit in my ear. And I also think if you're walking down the street wearing a set of big headphones, you look like a douche.
Well, yeah.
Like if you got Beats or something that you wasted your money on because Beats are fucking overpriced pieces of shit.
Are they?
Of course they
are. I'd never put one on my head.
Yeah, I mean, they're just really stupid. You know, you could get a pair of Sonys or whatever. There's all sorts of headphones that are fine.
These 25 cent headphones are nice.
Yeah, they're not bad for garage sale headphones. Why do they say 25 cents on them?
What, on our headphones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's...
You're really loud.
I'm seeing... You sound really low.
Quit being so loud, Ira.
Yeah, Ira. You're deafening me.
How's that?
That's it.
Tone it down, man.
Better.
It's these 25 cent headphones.
Yeah. Fucking Jersey guys.
I have $98 headphones on there. I just turned my level down. I'll be okay. So the iPhone, anyway, the new iOS 10 is really fucking cool. Jeff was, you know, Jeff's always the first to get that shit.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at it.
He's sending me DMs with, what is that what they're called? Are they called the DMs? What are they called?
Just messages.
Text DMs, messages, whatever.
Yeah.
That you can draw little pictures and send them to people, and then they have little hearts and stuff. And
Stu was texting me back from his watch.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. You can do that same shit on the iWatch.
Oh, that's nice.
The Apple Watch.
Must be nice to have money.
So, you draw little pictures, one with your finger and...
Yeah, I use the stylus because I'm, you know, I can't draw with my stubby little fingers.
Does it react pretty well, though? Is it very reactionary?
Oh, it's very good. And then the other person sees an animate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's pretty cool.
You can send a kiss or a heart.
Jeff sent me a kiss
and
a heart.
Oh, wait, so they can see it while you're writing it?
No,
you send it and then it shows it, like, as you... Drew it. I'll show you. Download iOS 10 right now.
But you can do it over the air, so it's easy.
Right.
What's happening over the air?
You told me what it means because he said it's over the air, and I said, "What the fuck does that mean?" I don't know shit.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means you can just download it without
being plugged in.
Yeah.
So if anybody, I don't really know a lot about the new iPhone, the 7, because I never watch those press conferences, and I don't get all bonered up for new phones. But
I don't know. I like watching those.
Well, what about it? What about the iPhone 7? Okay, you like them, just not this
one. I do. I forgot.
I liked them when Steve Jobs did them. I don't give a shit about this new guy.
Tim Cook?
Light in the loafers fella. what? I mean,
yeah.
That isn't
a few steps to the
not
left.
That there's anything wrong with that.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Not. He's not. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the way he talks. He's so lilty and silly.
He doesn't talk very much.
No. Anyway, so what's this deal with the 7, Jeff? Are you going to get one?
No, I'm on the 18-month deal.
Yeah, I have until March before I can upgrade.
Yeah, you could do it every year, every 18 months, or every 24 months.
That's what I did.
I took the 18 months.
Well, what are the two sizes? Are they did they come out with the 7 with the small one, like the SE?
There's the 7 regular size, and then there's the 7 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get the SE size in a 7.
So with the headphone jack, you can't plug anything into that unless you buy an adapter, right? What's it called?
The lightning jack.
So what is the lightning jack? Is it a magnet?
No, it's what's on your phone right now in the middle.
It's the charger.
Oh.
So you could charge, they want you to buy their headphones that go in there.
Yeah, when you buy that new iPhone 7, you get headphones that plug into that.
Okay. I thought they were wireless.
No, you got to buy $150 for the wireless ones.
Oh, okay. Then I'm never going to buy those stupid fucking things.
That goes in there.
Yeah. That goes right in there.
It also comes with a dongle, though, so you can plug headphones.
I don't want a dongle
hanging out of my ear.
Headphones.
Do they got a dongle that'll fit in your mouth?
You can plug your headphones you have now into the lightning port.
Okay. A dongle.
Well, what else is new?
So what else is new? Jeff's coughing.
Sorry. No. I mean, on the iPhone.
I don't know. Oh, there's. It's got a new kind of a layout, new widgets.
The notification center is different.
Yeah, it's cool, actually. And instead of swiping right to unlock your phone, you just hit the home button. Say boom, boom, ba boom.
I see what's going on here.
What?
Pause. Yeah, this should be up front. Because you were sounding weird to me.
So, that is better. Yeah, but let's not restart.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Ira fixed it.
No, not restart completely. But
no, Ira fixed it. I'm not gonna. We can use that.
Iris fixed.
Well, sure, of course we can use it.
I sound better.
Yeah.
Five minutes.
You can edit the part out where I came over and fixed your microphone.
But that's fun.
You could leave it in.
It's real life.
Yes.
It's real life.
Yes.
I have a busy week and I don't want to do a lot of editing.
He turned Tim's microphone and he made.
Well, I need to adjust yours too.
He made Tim turn and cough.
He put his finger in my butthole.
What's mine?
So see, guys, this is very meta. This is what happens when Stephanie's not here. Everything goes askew.
Yeah, Stephanie should have all this stuff set up perfect.
I know. Jesus, what's her fucking problem?
Right, that's
anything set up. So.
Oh, it feels so much better.
So other things to announce. Hey, on October 7th through the 9th, there is an event coming up called Monsterama. And it takes place at Marriott Perimeter Atlanta. That's 246 Perimeter Center Parkway Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia 30346. I've gone to baseball card shows there.
It's a
where is it?
It is at the Marriott Perimeter Atlanta.
Oh, so is that like near the Perimeter Mall, probably?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And I'm going to register for media access. Dan Carroll forwarded it to us.
I saw the email. I didn't see who the guests were. Is anybody coming that's any good?
Well, I would look, but I forgot my computer.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to go to Monster on my phone where I can barely read. But I want to go. I think it would be kind of fun to go.
Yeah.
At least one day to check it out. And I think we should go to these cons. So
that's
definitely,
this weekend?
No. October 7th,
right.
October 7th through 9th. And I think that would be fun. And I'm going to try to book the person who's doing the media for it to come on the show.
Oh, the guy from Gremlins, Zach Galligan.
That guy?
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Really? Where's he been?
He goes to a lot of cons, man.
But is he in other stuff? Probably just like stuff nobody sees.
I don't know if he still acts or not.
I don't think I've seen him in anything.
I like those movies. Who's the girl there? Caroline Monroe. There's a lot of horror movie people.
She's a Bond girl, right?
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of horror, and we might as well go and talk about it. And
you know who's going to be into that is our old friend who's listening to this right now, John Mark Lindell.
I thought he was supposed to come in one of these days.
He is supposed to.
There's an open invitation. I'm not sending direct invitations anymore. I'm out, baby.
James Marshall. You know him. He's he was the guy in A Few Good Men.
Oh, yeah?
You Can't Handle the Truth. He was one of the guys on trial.
Like Kevin Bacon.
I don't remember him.
Huh? You don't? Kevin Bacon wasn't on trial in that movie.
I know, but he was there.
He was? Kevin Bacon's in that movie? I don't remember.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie since it first came out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time either.
I just like John C. McGinley.
Why?
Because he...
You like him in anything.
You got the fresh meat, bub.
You got the fresh meat, bub. I love him. He's funny.
He was in every Oliver Stone movie until... What, Born on the 4th of July was the last one?
He's in that, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that was the last one that he
was in every single one?
He was in every one up to that, and then he stopped being in them after that.
So
one around that time.
So if you're interested, and they're getting a plug here, if you're interested...
He's not in Snowden.
No. If you're interested in going, go to Monsterama Con.
Ama.
What? Monsterama? I'm trying to phonetically... I don't know phonetics. Monsterama.com. That is... No, wait. MonsteramaCon.com to check it out. And if you're into horror movies and stuff. But we're going to go. So
Con.com.
I'll fill all that paperwork out. And
it's a little confusing, but it makes sense.
And I can't wait to get home tonight. If you're listening to this episode, it's...
South Park.
It's past. But yeah, South Park tonight. They're taking on Kaepernick and the National Anthem. And, you know, South Park's always relevant now to the times. It's like a weekly political cartoon.
It is.
Satire.
Well, it's like that document. You know, they do everything... Weekly, it's like SNL.
It is
for animation, which is crazy. You know that they do that in 6 days.
Well, they're going up to the wire sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. There's plenty to talk about these days. I imagine they'll get to Trump and Hillary Clinton and her falling down and
always
stuff. The snook. Remember that episode?
Oh shit! That's
what else is tonight? It's
It's Robot is tonight.
Yeah, but that's already on. American Horror Story, which I don't know anything about. I haven't done any research. It just looks creepy as
the
shit.
The commercials were scary as
the
fuck.
Spider.
I know they are. The bugs.
The big
doll with the eyes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dolls with eyes. There was a movie called Magic or something like that. It was about a puppet. I think Anthony Hopkins was in it. Do you remember, Jeff, from the 80s?
Magic? Ooh.
Yeah, it was called Magic, I think. It was creepy. Dolls are creepy.
Fuck yeah.
Clowns, dolls.
Yeah, Poltergeist.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking creepy as shit. So those two shows are...
That commercial came on when my kids were in the room, like, over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was God. Like, oh, did they run out of the room?
I was, you know, one of them likes that shit. She's
Daddy.
Like, watch that again. I'm like, really?
Daddy. So the new shows that have debuted, and there's a list of them, and since I don't have my computer, Jeff...
I got the list of all the new network shows, not the cable shows like Atlanta.
But you also
Better
have,
Things and
you,
stuff.
You have the outline. I can't really look at that. Well, I guess I can.
I have the outline.
Did you guys watch Atlanta?
Yeah, I watched the first two.
Yeah, what do you think?
Really good.
It was good, but it was weird.
Why?
Just because it's... I guess because it's Donald Glover. I don't know. It's...
What do you mean it's
weird?
It
was like paced weird, and it was like uncomfortable in spots.
Well, they're saying it's different than what you're going to expect it to
right.
be. Like even the whole feel of it, people would
say. Yeah, that's on like the pacing is weird, and it seems like disjointed and like fractured and odd, and I imagine from watching the first two that it's supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the tone they're going for.
Right.
But I can't tell yet. I'm still giving it a chance. But
see, I thought the way it was shot, and the way that it's the colors look and the way the film looks, I think it looks it looks beautiful, and it really,
I haven't watched it, but the trailer it captures, looks really cool.
It captures Atlanta. It's not like a fake thing where there's a close up of a convenience store. I mean, if you live here and you've been around those neighborhoods, you're gonna know where the places are.
That guy, shit, plays his dad.
The guy from The Wire plays his dad.
Shit.
I don't have no money for you. I can't do his voice, but shit. You remember from The Wire, the councilman, the city councilman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he was a state senator.
Yeah, he was some kind of government official. He was
that guy's great. He did something else, too.
Yeah.
I could probably do his voice if I worked on it a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask you, though. Is it kind of like The Wire where it encompasses a lot of Atlanta, or is it just one story?
No, it's a story. He's a really unemployed guy working at the airport, signing people up for Delta credit cards or something like that.
Yeah, some kind of scam at the airport.
And which I don't think they shot at the airport. That looked like the Atlanta or the Georgia... Why can't I think of the name?
PDK?
No, not
in that. Cobb Energy
World
Center?
World Congress Center.
You know, it could have been Cobb Energy Center, but I think it was...
World Congress Center.
The World Congress Center.
Because that kind of looks like the inside of his airport.
Yeah, that place is huge. I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that place yesterday. Remember when the tornado came through downtown?
Yeah.
And, you know, I worked down there, and I remember driving back that day, because it came through during the day.
It hit the Omni Hotel, right?
And it hit the Congress Center, and all that glass, you know, the whole place is glass, was all out on Northside Drive.
No.
All the glass was, it was just a sheet of glass out on Northside Drive. It was cool.
Well, anyway, I give Atlanta 2 thumbs up, maybe 4 peaches out of 4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm intrigued.
It's good.
The acting's good. The writing's good.
What channel?
FX.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all on demand. And here's I didn't know it was a half-hour show.
Oh.
So.
I like that better.
Yeah. It goes by pretty quick.
And you said you're going to watch Superstore. Did you watch the first
season? No, I didn't know that was already on. Yeah. And I put that on the list. I feel like a moron now. But I didn't.
Superstore?
Mark McKinney's in it. I guess I'll give it a chance to go watch the first season.
I've been told to watch it, but I haven't watched it.
Here's a list of some shows that I put down on the list. And then Jeff can kind of correct me or add to it. The shows that I want to watch, I'm going to watch the case of JonBenet Ramsey on CBS. Oh. That debuts on the 18th. Now, I guess that's this weekend. I never really cared about that story because I thought
it was
exploitative.
The parents lived over by the...
Yeah, they're both dead.
Are they dead now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. They're buried here someplace. But I never really, you know, cared about that story other than I think it's horrific when parents take their kids to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy. And if you go to that, you're a pedophile.
I guess.
You know,
I
mean, making these girls up to look like adult women is just creepy as fuck.
I mean, I wouldn't go straight to pedophile, but there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so. I just like children.
Well, all right. If it's men going out and they're alone and they're going to watch that shit, but...
I'm just a fan of beauty pageants, man, and I like kids and beauty pageants, dude.
Yeah,
and your daughter's so fucking...
But like the women that are doing that shit. I mean, you've seen Toddlers and Tiaras, right?
I've seen at least one episode of all those shows that creep me out.
Oh, my God.
Honey Boo Boo creeped me out the most
because
the mom was so disgusting and she looked kind of gross and fat. And I know that sounds terrible, but...
She had a forklift foot.
What?
That was her whole thing. She never would take her socks and shoes off.
So what does that mean?
Her foot got ran over by a forklift when she was younger.
Who? Honey Boo Boo?
No, the mom.
It's not funny, but...
I dated a girl that went to high school with her for like a month, and I said, what was she like? She goes, she was a jerk.
See, I was picturing like a foot with just the pinky and the big toe, like it looked like a forklift.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant.
Nah.
There used to be a forklift. Back in the early days of the internet, post dial-up, but right as DSL started, there was this girl. Yeah. There was a one of those nude models that never did porn, but she... did nude pictures and stuff, and she had a hoof foot, and you would always see that one foot. You could never see it in the pictures, and there were a couple of pictures of her hoof foot out there.
Who's that? And
I don't remember
like
her
a
name.
Real hoof?
Katie's World or something like that, I think. I don't remember. It was years ago.
It's a sin. I got the hoof.
The hoof.
The hoof was in there. I got to cut it off.
Satan's Son. The Exorcist debuts on the 23rd of September on Fox, which I'm interested in.
Canceled.
You think so?
It's on Fox. It's going to suck.
Yeah. It's been getting good reviews. So here's a show that's definitely going to get canceled, Son of Zorn.
Did you watch the first one?
No, it looks too stupid.
No, it looks funny.
No, it doesn't. It looks terrible. That debuted on the 9/11. And
kind of watched it.
What's the deal with that anyway?
It's a mix of live action and cartoon.
He's He-Man, and he comes back to Los Angeles, I guess, and his wife
He wants to reconnect with his son, who's human, you know, is not animated. And it's Jason Sudeikis plays this guy, Zorn.
Sounds
and then Tim Meadows is the new husband of Cheryl, what's her name?
Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So this is on NBC?
It's on Fox. It's part of the... Did you watch it?
I had taped it. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know, man. It looks like...
I'll give it a chance.
Real long joke. I'll watch one episode. I guess I'll check it on demand.
It's on in between Simpsons and Family Guy. Or,
well, I guess it won't get canceled. Then people will watch it. I don't think The Exorcist will get canceled, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Better Things. Have you watched that?
I watched the first one. You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah?
Does it have a Louis C.K. feel?
Yeah, it's got that Louis C.K. vibe.
Which, I don't know. I didn't...
Did you like it, Ira?
I didn't.
Okay, why?
And, well, but see, and I love her. I love Pamela Adlon. And it seemed like it could have been up my alley, but I didn't laugh. I don't know if it's supposed to be a comedy. Like, Louis' show is funny, but, you know, it has the serious
weird... Well, she's not a comedian, so it's more like her life is like with the three daughters.
I get it.
Being an actress and a voiceover person.
But are they going for a comedy, or are they going for just...
No, I think it's like...
I think it's a hybrid of the Louis thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll keep watching it a little bit.
It's like a slice of life, and I imagine some funny shit goes on, and...
I like her a lot.
She was funny on Californication.
She was the best part of that, I think, other than the nudity.
I was getting aggravated a little bit. I don't know. Watching
I thought it was good.
You know, anyway. I quit watching Californication before.
I should have watched it all the way through.
Yeah, and then, you know, I guess I missed a bunch of seasons, and Caitlin was watching it last week, and apparently everybody got back together, so that's nice.
Oh.
Evan
Hansen. Well, they had a kid, so.
Who?
Duchovny?
No, Pamela Adlon
Evan Handler.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then he got back with his wife, and he was working at some .com or some shit. I don't know. Let's see. Another show I'm going to watch is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm getting too old for that shit.
I know. It looks good.
Now, what station is that on?
It's on Fox, man. Fox has all the good shit this year.
Damon Wayans will save it, I think.
Yeah. Damon Wayans is great. And, you know, most network shows are terrible. So.
And that's based straight off the movies, right?
Yeah. It's not a reboot.
It is a reboot.
It's a reboot, but it's TV. Right. They've done that a million
times. But sometimes they take the name and then it's just totally different.
No, it's nothing like that. Is MacGyver back on the air?
They're shooting
it's coming soon.
Here.
Okay.
They're actually shooting it.
Hold on.
At a TV show or a movie?
I heard TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show. Yeah. MacGyver. Okay, it's all alphabetical. Friday, September 23rd.
Love my guy.
But they were shooting it down where I work.
We got a couple weeks to go before Westworld starts. And that is
great.
Fucking amazing.
Let's hope so.
Anthony Hopkins is in it.
I like that Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah.
What was her big thing? She had like a breakout role in some movie or something, right?
Wood.
She was in that 14 movie. Was that what it's called? Or 16?
13.
13?
Yeah. That's what it was.
That was a good movie.
It was.
No. I just call that movie 18.
On the podcast, we call it 18.
Yeah, I call that movie Viagra. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah.
It's terrible. Jeff, Time After Time, what's that?
That's
the movie?
Yeah, based on the movie.
Who's in that movie? Superman?
The movie, though? I don't even know the movie.
Time After Time, it's a...
Alan Alda movie?
Malcolm McDowell,
yeah. Malcolm McDowell. It's
H.G. Wells.
Yeah.
And he's in Victorian London, and Jack the Ripper is one of his friends, but he doesn't know that he's Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having like a poker night, him and his buddies, and Jack the Ripper kills somebody and then goes to the poker game, and the cops show up,
mm-hmm.
and he runs down into the basement and sees that H.G. Wells has a time machine down there, so he jumps in it and goes to modern day Los Angeles.
Ah, okay.
That's the movie?
Yeah.
When did that come out? That
early
80s, maybe?
Oh, okay.
1980 or 1981. It was on HBO constantly. I don't know why. Why did I think Christopher Reeve was
in it? There's a Christopher Reeve movie about time travel that's called something else. I'll figure it out. But
boy, Ibishi wishes
79.
He had a time machine.
But is that a good movie?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Really?
The Christopher Reeve one's not that good.
No. There's some chick in that one that he's in love with that he met in the past, and that's why he has the time. Returning shows everybody's going to watch.
Somewhere in Time, that's
called. Yeah, that's what that's called. South Park, we already talked about. American Horror Story, always a good show. The Walking Dead comes back October 23rd. Now, isn't Walker Stalker Con coming?
Oh. Yeah, that's in October also. I'm not going this year.
I'm not going to go.
I guess we could apply for media credentials, but I'm not paying for a ticket this time.
I'm not going because they always cancel and you never get what you pay for. I know that sounds terrible, but...
They haven't had people cancel here in Atlanta, I don't think, except maybe...
Well, look, we should support it.
Well, I'll support it, it's yeah. I mean, thing. I support Walking but
they,
Dead.
They had the comic book men the last two times they did it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
but this time they're not doing it. They're not having them.
Yeah.
And I would like to see them, so...
I mean, Reedus will be here, right?
Yeah, I think it's Norman Reedus and...
I just remember Glenn last year them... I thought somebody canceled. You know what it was last year?
It's because they do so many VIPs.
Yeah.
And they sell these like super VIPs. So if you have a regular VIP, you can get in a certain line that's supposed to be shorter.
Yeah.
But then there's other people that have super VIPs mm-hmm. that go in the line ahead of you. So it's like, why even bother buying a VIP?
Yeah. I don't like that shit. Dragon Con doesn't do that.
No.
Treat everybody as equals.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, it's too expensive.
But it's so small. I guess they figure they got to make money how they can. You know what I mean?
Well, the whole thing
fits in one.
We were going to have a Halloween party at Terminus where they shot. You know the Terminus where they were. You know that building last year at Rock 100.5.
Yeah.
And we had put all this work into it, and the promotions guy over there had put an awful lot of work into it, and we had set it all up, and it was going to be this great Halloween party.
Yeah.
And they'd promised us all this stuff, and then AMC came back and said, you can't call it the Terminus party because it's from the show. And
AMC started cracking down on all that shit around that time.
And they kind of backed out and then screwed us.
Fuck. So what happened?
I don't know. I got fired after that.
but it happened. The party happened.
No, they didn't have it there.
Oh.
I don't know where they had their Halloween party. I wasn't there.
Shit. Oh, so you got
it at Southside Steve's?
No, that place isn't there anymore. I don't know what's there now. Because I don't go to McDonough very often.
No.
I mean, not that I wouldn't. It's a nice town. I just don't know anybody there and have nothing to do in McDonough. So,
yeah, I remember we were driving through once, and I said, let's stop by Southside Steve's. I just want to see it. And she was like, nah.
I liked it.
It was close to the highway, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was close to the highway, and Larry made fun of it all the time.
Well, of course.
I mean, that was our job on the air to bust his balls. Yeah, it was. That bologna sandwich?
Yeah.
It was a fried bologna sandwich.
Yeah, but he was having some problems, though, wasn't he? Or was it all bullshit?
Yeah, he had problems.
No, problems with the food, I mean.
Because the waitresses weren't really very good.
Yeah, but wasn't he getting rough health ratings and
No,
stuff?
He never got a bad health rating.
But you guys did some bit like that on the air, though.
Oh, they made fun of the tick turds.
Yeah, he never got a bad rating. His place was clean, except for the time I threw up all over the cigarette machine on my 40th birthday.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, I puked all over it, and then I went and puked in the bathroom. I don't know why.
Not in the toilet, just in the bathroom.
No, I puked in the toilet. But I did puke on the cigarette machine. But no, I mean, it was a nice place, I thought.
How many bars have you thrown up in on your birthday, especially?
Oh, I can only think of three. Marx Brothers, Lassiter's, and Southside Steve's. Yeah. I threw up at Lassiter's and kept eating.
I know, you just put a napkin over it.
I threw up on the floor and covered it up.
Lassiter's is smoke-free now.
It is?
No way.
Uh-uh. Holy shit, how did they get away with that?
I went in there just last week.
Smoke-free Lassiter's, it doesn't seem right.
Crazy. It's fine for me, because, you know.
Why, they want kids in there now?
No, I think, I don't know.
Because if they want kids, I mean, that would ruin the place.
I mean, I knew a lot of guys, I'd say, hey, meet me at Lassiter's, like, fuck that.
It's too smoky.
Yeah, guys that don't smoke.
Right. It was pretty smoky in there. Yeah. They have good ventilation.
Do you like that place, though?
I like their food. I can go in there and not smoke.
I like the hang. There's always... Lassiter's is one of those bars where there's just weirdness going on at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in there just last week, and this, like, older Mexican guy, right out of, like, Three Amigos, was sitting right across from us at the bar. I mean, the big, thick mustache.
Is it El Guapo?
The black cowboy hat and a red button-down shirt.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Did he have those boots with the real long, curled-up thing that looks like a ski?
He could have, but then, so it got even better. So, like, two super hot Mexican chicks, mm-hmm. or Latina, let's say, came in and, like, sat right next to him and were, like, hanging all over him.
Nice.
Like, what is going on here?
No fumar.
But it seems like every time I go to Lassiter, some weird... shit like that.
I've done a lot of weird shit in there. I got asked to leave
one
night.
You tried to fuck a spittoon?
No, I didn't try to fuck it. I asked the lady if I could fuck it. Because they had a spittoon in there that they would take into the pool room so you could chew and spit in the spittoon.
Oh, nice.
What did I say to her when she walked by?
You asked her if you could fuck that spittoon.
Can I put my dick in that thing?
No, I didn't say that. I said, can I fuck that thing?
And then you tried to start a a lawnmower?
No, my brother had it. It used to be a tradition of mine on the first day of football season to get blitzed, shit-faced, like totally blitzed, and puke or pass out or whatever. And this was one of those times. Then my brother had just moved to Atlanta, and he had to walk me back to our apartment. Jeff and I lived, we lived right behind Lassiter's.
Oh, did you?
In that apartment complex right there.
Yeah.
And you could cut through behind the bike place, and there was a little path there. And when Jason, my brother, took me out, and the first thing I did was I jumped into a bush. And I went, I hate this bush. And I was wrestling around in the bush, and he's laughing, and he's dragging me along. And then we walk by, and there's a lawnmower outside of that bike shop. And I said, I'm going to start this fucking lawnmower. And I'm like, trying to start the lawnmower. Finally, he got me home, and I passed out on the floor.
Yeah, you puked.
I did. I threw up all over, like,
all over the living room floor.
Yeah, and my girlfriend at the time came and cleaned it up.
Oh,
thank
nice.
God for her.
Yeah, because you didn't come home yet.
No, but she texted me. She's like, he puked all over the living room.
Yeah.
And then later, she texted me back, like, I cleaned it up. I'm like, I love you.
They had a lot of weird things.
How are you with hangovers?
I don't like hangers. So
I know you don't like them, but do you get bad ones when you get
Yeah, I don't drink any. I don't get drunk anymore.
Oh, you don't? You don't drink?
No. I'll have a beer or two, maybe three.
But you just can't.
If I drink, because I can't drink... I can't drink all those new beers, you know. I mean, the ones that are flavored, like there's Creature Comforts.
Watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Creature Comforts out of Athens is a new one that's real popular. And it's tasty, but I only have one or two. And I can't, like, even...
I can't do real hoppy, like...
Yeah, beers, I used to love hoppy beer, but now I
can do an IPA or, you know...
A Sweetwater 420 is super hoppy.
I know. I can't... I love Sweetwater,
and I love the idea of Sweetwater, and I support Sweetwater.
I can't
and
drink much of their stuff.
I can't either. I can have one or two.
Yeah.
But you give me a six-pack of Miller Lite, and I can chug the whole thing. I don't care.
Well, and I'll just buy Miller Lite at home. Like, I used to be kind of a beer guy, where I'm like, oh, let me try
this. Yeah, I was like that. Yeah, yeah.
And then, I just started zoning in on, Budweiser's and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? This shit doesn't fuck me up that much.
I
feel okay.
Regular Budweiser is one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, me too.
I will drink Miller Lite. It's not one of my favorites. I like fucking Pabst. I mean, people say it's a hipster beer, which it is, but it's also good. I mean, it has just the right amount of hops.
It's
malty, and I like a little bit of the malt.
Yeah,
but
like it
it's smooth. It doesn't irritate my throat, and it doesn't. And these new sour beers, I can't do them. Like Orpheus. Have you had an Orpheus beer?
Is that like a wheat beer, or is it?
No. It's a local brewery.
Okay.
And it's Orpheus Brewing is in Midtown near the park.
Like I have had one of
those. It's so good to go to those little things, you know, and sample the beer, and it's good.
Yeah.
But. I get drunk from that really quick.
Right.
And then I'm like, rah, 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 rah.
Oh, while we're on the topic, actually, Jeff, do you know about this too? Right, and me and Jeff's, you know, Jeff and I live near each other.
Yeah.
But a new brewery is open up called Scofflaw.
No, where?
You ever heard of it? Scofflaw Brewing. And their grand opening is this Saturday, the 17th.
Oh, is it over by that factory?
Yeah. It's by, it's like off of MacArthur, off of Ladon.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway. Yeah, check them out. They seem like good people. I've met one of the guys, and it's like one of the first big things, like right in our neighborhood, like big breweries. And
listen, if you're listening to this and you work for or you own a brewery or a small business that does batches of things, we want to talk to you.
Yes, we do.
Because we actually have guests coming up. Are they confirmed?
Yeah, the Banjo, they're doing a food expo, so she has to see what time they're done, but she thinks that
we're going to do it here, right? Not the other. Okay, great. So next week we're going to have the guys from Banjo Coffee.
Banjo Cold Brew.
Yeah, Banjo Cold Brew.
Coffee.
Explain what it is.
Cold Brew Coffee. We'll hear all about it next week.
But yeah, I know.
This Cold Brew
tease.
Is like the new hip thing.
It is. They run out of Starbucks every day.
Yeah, and Dunkin' Donuts just started doing it. They brew it cold, so it tastes better.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, so like at Starbucks and stuff, they brew it hot and then just freeze it?
No, they do cold.
Oh, I see.
Brew also.
They still do iced coffee, but they don't sell it anymore. I mean, but they don't sell out of it like they do this cold brew.
Yeah. Right.
So we're gonna have these guys from Banjo. They sell it at Little's down in Cabbage Town.
And they sell it at Kroger too. It's like in.
I'm gonna try it by the time they're here.
Like in the natural food section, there's like a cooler there.
Yeah, and it comes in these cool little bottles.
Right.
Or you can get bigger bottles of it, I guess, but I like the cool little dark bottles.
Right. And there's a sweetened one and an unsweetened one, and they're both really good.
Now,
you can add cream to it if you want.
I'm not a fan of cold coffee unless there's cream in it, right? Now, so what I discovered, and a lot of people do this because I looked it up online, I'm not some crazy nut, is you can take the cold brew coffee and nuke it, put it in the microwave, for however long you want it to be.
And then you have hot coffee.
2-3 minutes. And then add a little cream to it if you like cream in your coffee. And it is so fucking delicious.
Yeah, because it's not bitter like
right,
a lot of coffee.
Right, not at all. It's so fucking smooth if you love coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it's just got that great coffee taste.
All right.
I've been drinking coffee forever.
Yeah, me too.
When I was a little kid, I used to make my parents put a little coffee into my milk.
Mm-hmm. I did that. My grandparents did that.
They did?
Yeah. So I've been drinking coffee since I was born, basically.
I put a lot of sugar in it when I was a kid.
Right, and I always just liked the taste of coffee.
I grew to like it.
Until I was in college, and I was trying to, you know, pull the all-nighters and shit studying and all that stuff.
I was watching episode 2 of The Sopranos the other night.
Yeah.
Surprise. Season 1.
Shocking.
Really? Starting that again?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go through it again, because I want to do an episode about it, and I also have a theory about it.
Not that I'm saying I'm not envious of you.
Well, I don't really have a lot of time to do it, and there's plenty of other shit to watch. But just that night, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's that scene where Tony makes Paulie and Big Pussy, or no, not
Big Pussy or Little Pussy?
No, Big Pussy.
Okay.
You know, Big Pussy and Paulie.
Yeah.
Go find his son's, AJ's dad, a teacher's car.
Right.
It's a satin. It's a satin.
Tony Lojack?
Satin.
Satin.
Yeah.
What do I look like, Lojack? Satin. It's a satin, and they're in these, it's supposed to be Starbucks, and Paulie's all pissed off. He goes, fucking, they raped us, stole all of our shit, you know, because it's Italian names on everything. And there's this one scene where Paulie's just got a frown, and he's staring at all the
hipsters and shit.
The espresso things. And he just, when they leave, he steals it and puts it in his coat and runs out with a scowl on his face. And you know, if you know that face, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. Seriously, if you know of somebody that would like to come on the show, if they have a shop, boutique, you know, reach out to us and we'll talk. I look forward to having the people from Banjo Cold Brew on next week. So
we like brick and mortar businesses.
Yeah,
there was that pizza guy that reached out to us when we first started.
Yeah,
that we never followed up with because you started working at Amaza, so we.
Well, they have to be interesting too.
Right.
Well, I'm sure it was.
I know.
I don't know if he's still listening.
No, I'm just saying.
Reach out to us if you're still out there.
Best way, I guess, would be the Facebook page, which is Radio Labyrinth. By the way, we also have, speaking of social media, @RadioLabyrinth now. I know we've... Did
no,
I mention
no
it before?
No underscore.
Yeah, no underscore. Just @RadioLabyrinth.
But see, how does that work? Does that just filter into the old Twitter account?
No.
So we have two Twitter accounts?
Yeah, as soon as this one fills up, I'll get rid of the other one. But I don't want to drastically fuck with people and, you know, do that. So another thing, so I feel like I'm going 100 miles an hour. Maybe I'll slow it down a little bit.
We're already at almost 40 minutes.
Really? No, we can't be at almost 40
minutes. We are.
Returning shows that Steph, because Steph is not here in case you weren't listening earlier. Wait a minute. This isn't radio. Steph wants to watch Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 2, which starts on October 2nd.
You guys are into that, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a great show.
You gotta check it out, man.
No, I did. I was...
You weren't a fan of the movies?
No, I was a huge fan of the movies, which is why I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's so good.
I think it's...
You know how picky I am.
Well done. Yeah. I was very picky. He picks food. He just picks at it. He won't eat his lox.
I eat a lot of... I'll eat anything.
Do you like lox?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
What is lox?
It's a salted salmon...
Why do they call it lox?
I don't know.
That's just what they call
it. Somebody Google that shit.
I don't have time.
Joogle. Oh, we could do Joogle.
Speaking of lox, the Goldbergs returns on September 21st.
Is it good?
ABC.
Yeah, the Goldbergs.
Goldbergs
is
a funny show. Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes.
Yeah, I watched
it's got
like,
that 80s retro stuff going on.
Rectify on Sundance.
I have never watched that, but we did a bunch of shit for the... Like apparently there's like a grocery store on the show. We did a bunch of banners like to hang like everything's on sale and all kinds of shit like, for the grocery store.
Oh really? Yeah. They shoot it here or just ship
it? No, they shoot it here.
Oh okay. So Jeff Garland's in Atlanta?
No, that's the Goldbergs. Rectify.
Oh, Rectify. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's on Sunday.
Still thinking about Goldbergs.
Rectify.
Let's see what else she wants to watch. The Last Man on Earth, which comes back on the 25th. Is that the big Fox debut night, the 25th?
Yeah, it must be. Simpsons starts that same night, I think.
Family Guy coming back too, or?
Yeah, probably.
I love Family Guy.
Yeah?
That's my favorite Sunday night show. That tops Bob's Burgers for me. It tops The Simpsons even. And I love The Simpsons, but...
I'd love to get back into watching The Simpsons.
Well, it's not that hard, man. You got DVR.
It's hard for me to do anything.
I know.
But, Yeah, it's like every time I, you know, I was, as everybody knows, that we all were huge Simpsons fans a long time. And then, you know, I dropped off for a long time. And then,
well, up until season 10, and then you're allowed to drop off, but they still have a really great episode every now and then.
Right. Well, every time I catch one from, say, the last 3-4 years, I'm cracking up, and I'm like, why am I not watching this regularly?
Last season, there was too many Lisa episodes.
Oh, that's right.
And there were at least 8 or 9 Lisa episodes.
I just remember you getting upset about that.
I don't know, I'm not upset about it. I'm just come on, man. I want to see Bart's antics. And, you know, it's part of that whole girl power bullshit that we have to suffer through. Well, we do.
Who's running that show?
Yes. Maybe there'll be an episode where Lisa stumbles and falls and the Secret Service has to shove her into a van and take her to her daughter's house.
Leave Hillary.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Leave Lisa's daughter's house?
No, you don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Hillary Clinton?
Do you know what happened?
That was her body double passed out, Tim.
Yeah, that was her body double. It's ridiculous. This whole election is just getting crazier and crazier. Today on Twitter, the hashtag that was trending, but Twitter censored it, they shadow banned it, was a hashtag, bimbos, dicking bimbos.
What is that?
Colin Powell's emails got hacked, and they're part of this DNC leak that just came out from WikiLeaks this week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think. And Colin Powell says that Trump is a national disgrace.
Yeah.
And he says lots of different things. And then in another email, he says, Hillary is greedy and an opportunist. Even though she's my friend, I would never vote for her. And and then he says, besides, Bill's still at home dicking bimbos.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, I did a little.
This is great.
I did a Snapchat video that I posted onto Twitter.
Oh yeah, because
you can put their faces on right. And I just Colin Powell's right. I love dicking bimbos. And
dicking bimbos. That's my new band name.
It was all over Twitter with the hashtag, but Twitter won't autofill it, which means they're shadow banning it because I guess it's offensive to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, dicking
bimbos.
Yeah, it is. But this all the shit that's going on, man. And I try.
Colin's great, man. I trust Colin.
I like Colin Powell. Yeah. You know, he's been there a long time, and he knows.
Vote for Collins. Write him in.
Well, he never wanted to run, so. Wow. I don't know. I guess smart people don't want to run.
He's going to be forced to.
We have weird, weird, weird choices this year.
Yeah. How did this happen?
I want Bernie. I want somebody that I can do a good impression of to win.
Oh.
You can't do
Hillary?
I can't do Hillary,
I can do Hillary.
Let's hear it. Oh, it sounds just like her. Yeah. Autumn does a great Hillary.
Yeah.
We did a great thing today on the Von Hessler Doctrine, which you can get on the WSB radio app. Where she was Lindsay Lohan and I was Donald Trump, and we were singing a duet together of Jump by Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah. Her Lindsay Lohan will floor you.
Really?
Never heard it. Yeah. She's like, okay, because I...
It's pretty good.
She just runs with it. She's really good. And then on Monday's show, we did I did a 1920s shock jock from KDKA.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, 23 Skidoo and all that stuff. And, there was a car. I did the traffic report and goes, there's a car on the road.
And, look at that.
And she was the mall in the studio. Oh, I need to get home and clean. Anyway, it was funnier than that.
Well.
Funnier than
go
that.
Go back and listen. They're all available.
There's something else coming up I wanted to talk about in Atlanta. The Red Clay Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Colin Quinn's going to be there.
Now, in 2 weeks, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I want to get Michael Albanese on, and I've already talked to him. And, yeah, you know what it is? It's the 30th and the 1st because Jeff and I are going to
be out of town.
So we can't go. And I'm going to try to get either you or Steph to go and cover it if you want.
It's the 30th of this month?
Yeah, 30th and the 1st of October.
Yeah.
But it's a local comedy festival. Michael Albanese was a local guy. He lives in New York now, I think. But, you know, he goes back and forth and he puts he puts a lot of effort into these comedy shows. And he's also a very funny guy.
Yeah, I always
liked him. I want to support him, and hopefully, if I can't get him in here before then, I want to do a Skype interview, and I'll just put it up as an extra.
All right.
Because
figured out we could do Skype here.
Yeah. We could. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can.
Or whatever you want to do.
So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So we're all over the place. It's going to be an abbreviated show tonight, by the way, because Steph's not here.
Oh, we could go through the list of the new shows.
Yeah, do it, man.
I don't really
you do it.
I thought we just went through the list.
No, there's shows.
All the network shows. We could go through. There's a bunch of them.
Just highlight some cool stuff.
Well,
you tell
24
me.
24 Legacy.
24 Legacy. That looks good.
Not Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I know. Huh? Jack Bauer's playing the president in the Tom Clancy ripoff show.
Right, that's called Designated Survivor. Yeah. It starts
next week.
The 21st.
But it looks like Jack ABC. Bauer as the president.
Right? Well, it is Jack Bauer. I mean, it's... Yeah. What's his face? It's,
but I know, but...
It looks good.
Looking forward to some more whispering on TV.
I can't believe they blew up the Capitol building.
How did everyone in line bid to be president before me get killed?
Chloe.
Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Navajo.
That show Bull on CBS, which is not Richard Mall.
Uh-huh, unfortunately. What is it?
It's supposed to be about Dr. Phil.
What?
I guess Dr. Phil used to be a jury consultant.
I was a what?
Yeah. It's like jury about the consultant? Early days of Dr. Phil, yeah.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. Fuck Dr. Phil. Bald prick.
Yeah.
That dog don't hunt. Whatever.
Hey. Designated Survivor starts the 21st.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah,
I hate good. Dr. Phil, but I'll praise anybody that got to where they are, you know.
The Exorcist. You
what, by sucking Oprah's dick?
Well, by doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know
that I mean? Starts next Friday.
What does?
The Exorcist.
Yeah, I'll
record Gina that. Davis is on it.
That's why I saw the trailer. I mean, I watched all these trailers, and it looks good.
Huh.
Gina Davis is a good actress. She just made a mistake.
The chance. I need something to watch on Friday since Banshee got canceled.
What was the mistake?
Yeah.
Some pirate movie she did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that pirate movie was good.
Well, then the one after that was the bomb.
Rated the worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't remember.
Stowaway, Castaway?
No, it wasn't Castaway.
Mm-hmm. But something like that.
She made a terrible fucking movie and killed it.
For doing a show based on that movie Frequency. Remember we saw that in the theater?
Uh-huh. That was a good movie.
The dead dad's talking to the...
That was Dennis Quaid, right?
It was Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the other Quaid.
Before the Hollywood Star Whackers got
reminds
to
me of that movie White Noise.
It was Dennis Michael Quaid and Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
Who played his son, and they would talk to each other. So they're doing a TV show of it.
That was a good movie. It was a little sleeper movie. It wasn't the one where Bill Pullman's like, they're demons. what was that movie called?
I don't remember.
Where he wasn't one of the Wilson brothers his son?
Yeah, something like that.
Like Luke Wilson.
I don't know that.
We gotta kill the demons, son.
There's a show, The Great Indoors, with Joel McHale, where he plays like a Bear Grylls kind of guy, an outdoor survivalist, and he works for a magazine, but he goes back to the office one day, and it turns out the magazine's folding, and it's becoming an online, a website or whatever, and so he can't go out into the field anymore, and he's got to like deal with a bunch of millennials that are running this website.
Oh, God.
It looks kind of funny. It's on CBS, so it'll be on for a long time, probably. Yeah, Joel McHale.
I was never a Community guy, though.
His wig.
Yeah.
You guys like Community, right?
I liked the first season. I never watched it after that.
Oh, yeah. Community was awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
Very funny show.
And there's that new Kevin Kincaid. Maybe that'll be funny. Kevin James is funny.
I'm going to watch that for one reason. That comedian I like, Pete Corielli, is a staff writer on that show now. So.
Oh, is he? That's cool, yeah.
Might be good writing staff, at least.
And Lethal Weapon and MacGyver we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about current stuff we're watching.
Prison Break reboot.
Fuck that.
It's
got the original cast.
I know.
The original cast.
Even the chick?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Wentworth Miller, Dominic Purcell, Sarah Wayne Callis, Robert Knepper, that's Teabag.
Teabag. Come on, man. Where are they going to be? Oh, they're in Europe now, right?
I don't know. A reboot of the original show, the event series picks up after Michael's apparent death in 2009. Clues surface, Michael might actually be alive.
Yeah. They're going to be in a prison on the moon.
The show, Pure Genius. Have you seen any previews for that?
No.
It's on TBS also. It's one of those old people shows. Like, old people are going to totally dig it, but I think it looks pretty cool.
What is it?
It's Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah.
And it's about this dude who's like super rich, and he builds this like state-of-the-art hospital that's like got all the latest technology, and the guy's got like all the money in the world. So people that are like sick with weird stuff, kind of like House.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with this guy? We have no idea. So they go to the super hospital, and
he's gonna die.
Yeah. People that are gonna die, he'll like cure them, and he won't ever say like, no, there's nothing we can do for you. You know, he'll do whatever
figure
it takes.
It out.
Right. And I think it turns out he's got some sort of disease that they built this whole hospital to try and cure.
Okay.
It looks pretty good, actually.
Getting back.
Resh Machete is on it, who's super hot. She was on Royal Pains. Did you ever watch Royal Pains?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nobody watched that except Jeff.
Hey, if you bring up Super Hot, I'll watch
tonight on Suits.
She's really hot.
Suits.
I love Suits.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen it.
Suits. I've really seen the commercials plenty of times.
You gonna watch Luke Cage?
Yeah, on Netflix. That looks good. No, I'm not gonna watch Riverdale.
What's Riverdale?
That's the show about Archie with Luke Perry.
Is it live action?
Yep.
Who's Luke Perry playing?
Luke Perry is playing.
He's too old to be Archie, unless it's adult Archie.
No, it's not Archie. KJ Apa is playing Archie.
Didn't they make Jughead gay?
Sprouse. Who's Sprouse?
I think they made Jughead gay.
Cole Sprouse. I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
In the comic book, they made somebody gay.
Yeah, in the strip, right?
Yeah.
I remember it was all over the news.
Yeah. I think the guy who created it is probably spinning in his grave. It used to be like...
Oh, they're making a show about Taken. That's on NBC's.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
NBC.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, it's about the early days of that guy.
Is this cereal exclusively for children?
Like, here's what's gonna happen. After time, that's the one. I don't recognize anybody's names.
Oh,
but it's produced by Kevin Williamson, who did like the Scream movies and...
did all of them?
I don't know about all of them, but... Did the first one anyway, and Kevin Williamson, he did.
This movie's got ridiculous.
Yeah,
Bananas.
Ran into they filmed one of the Scream. I think it was Scream 2 at Agnes Scott.
And they did.
Yeah, and I ran into Nev Campbell over there.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, a little bit.
When did you talk about?
Party of Five,
or was she on the other show?
Over 20 years ago.
Was she on Party of Five or the other show?
Yeah, she was on Party of Five.
Yeah, okay. Who else was on that show? Guy from Lost.
Yeah, Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox, yeah. And then the chick who was really young on it turned into something.
What, a butterfly?
Scott Wolf.
Yeah.
Right, was on there?
Is What's-Her-Face on that show from Homeland?
Claire
No,
Danes.
That was my so-called
was,
crap.
Yeah, my so-called
crap. Okay.
So he did Scream.
I watched
Mod
Squad the other day.
You did?
He did Scream 3 while he wrote the kid. Did
can
the
I, while I'm thinking of it.
Dawson's Creek.
Did we talk about The Get Down on Netflix?
No.
You heard this, Baz Luhrmann,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who did all those, wacky movies.
Yeah.
Is doing this show on Netflix called The Get Down about, the early days of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to watch. I saw the trailer for that.
Flash.
Yeah, I thought for sure Steph was going to bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I read some stuff about it, but I haven't watched it, and it seems really interesting.
Okay, so Time After Time we talked about. That's a remake of the movie. They're doing a movie, a show about the Training Day. With Bill Paxton.
Really?
Yeah.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah, Bill Paxton.
In the Denzel
Training
role?
Training Day.
No, I think he's playing the Ethan Hawke role probably.
No.
I don't know.
He's too old
young
to be
guy?
That.
No, the black guy's the young guy. So, yeah, maybe it's a
race reversal thing going.
My honky. My cracker.
John Lithgow's got a show coming out, too. That,
My cracker.
John Lithgow?
He plays a nutty professor or something and...
That's great, Kyle.
It says it's a comedy, but it's like John Lithgow's accused of murdering his wife.
Hello,
it's called
Kyle.
Trial and Error.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, Lithgow's usually pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Twilight's on the movie.
Yeah.
There's something on the plane.
Yeah, that was great. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. I like the original with Shatner better.
It was a man.
There's a man on the plane.
On the wing of this plane.
There's a man on the wing of this plane. I can't do him. That ends up sounding terrible, like a bad walking. It's not that good. You could work on it. You could practice, but you don't because you're lazy.
I love that sketch on Saturday Night Live where it's the walking family reunion. Everybody sounds like him.
I like the Christopher Walken
ghost.
Psychic. What was it called? The psychic hotline. You're in grave danger. Why haven't you called?
Who was doing walking for this?
Oh, God, who was it? He's Jay...
Moore.
Yeah, Jay Moore. He's a very funny guy.
He used to be.
He's
on Corolla a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Corolla, Hal Linden was on.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Was it? I got to listen to that.
It was a good one.
Does he sound good or does he sound old?
No, he's. You know what? He sounds old, but you know what? He
was on Royal Pains recently.
You know, it was the greatest interview ever, but he's just a good guy.
Yeah.
And he and Adam just got along, and he just hung in there.
Did he just talk about Barney Miller?
Yeah, they talked all about, and then, so they'll sit in for the news, and he's just commenting on shit from the news.
Yeah.
And,
so he does Corolla does a news segment at the end?
Yeah.
It, like Howard?
His show is more like a radio.
Well, he used to have Howard. That female news reader, right? And then he fired her.
Yeah, but he got another female.
Yeah, so they do the news, and he comments on it, and then somebody's there to make jokes.
Yeah, the show is structured like they do the show with just their guys,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about whatever.
But it's like a morning radio show, but he does it on his own time.
Then they bring in the guest for like a middle segment,
mm-hmm.
and right. then the guest stays for the news at the end of the show.
You know, that's how I originally envisioned doing this.
Well, me too.
And but you know, I don't know if people want that.
No,
I know
like
they want
do
Carolla news. Doing that. I don't, huh?
I'd like to do a news segment.
Yeah, but I don't want to do the news. I mean, no. I'll do it. I'll comment on it. I don't want to deliver it.
Well, Steph was going to do it, remember?
Yeah. I don't know that she wants to do it either, because it's a lot of work.
Well, if she's into it, she could do it.
Get Eric to come on and do it.
Yeah, he'll do
that. He has his own show now. He has people serve him up the news.
Right.
So he's out of that business as well. Speaking of which, we had a good time the other day. I got my PSA test done.
Oh,
for,
yeah?
Prostate cancer.
That's not the kind of prostate exam you're hoping for.
No, it wasn't. I really wanted the finger, but, you know, you can't win them all.
I guess not.
No. So
it was a rough day.
Had to give blood.
They had a punishment on Impractical Jokers where the dude that lost got a prostate exam in front of a class of medical students.
Oh.
He had to drop his pants in front of the class, and the doctor, like, you know, did the whole finger in the butt thing, and then they're like, hey, what do you think about that? And he's like, oh, that was great. Thanks a lot, guys. And they're like, you know, something like this. You got always got to go for a second opinion. So they had another doctor committed to it again.
Oh. Did they really do it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But, oh, can we talk about how great that episode of Gilbert was?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah. The Impractical Jokers.
You guys can, though.
We were dying. I was dying. I was crying.
Does right. he know them, or did they meet on the cruise?
Well, they knew him before that.
Oh, but okay. You got to... Can you... You could put segments of other podcasts at the end of this podcast, like
maybe,
tack one
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
If you could find just the end of that when you listen to it, it's just mm-hmm. the last like maybe
right,
2 minutes.
Sal does an impersonation of Gilbert that's really funny.
The last 2 minutes, he's wrapping up the show,
uh-huh.
but it was only two of the Impractical Jokers that were on.
The two
so
best
he goes,
ones.
Well, yeah, and the other guys don't come on, and he just starts yelling like, at the other guys, like, you motherfuckers. You.
Who, Gilbert does?
Yeah, just talking
he
about.
He starts berating the two guys that didn't come.
Oh, oh nice. God,
it was so fun. And he was crying. You know, the impact, he was dying laughing.
All right, I'll give it a listen this weekend.
See if you can find that.
Yes.
And they make fun of Gilbert on the cruise. Like, apparently, like, the first thing he did is he walked right up to everybody, and he's like, who can I talk to about doing less time?
He's still getting paid the same.
Why?
he just doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, I think he was just joking and stuff, but...
Yeah, but then he said, but I introduced you to my mom, and then you started asking my mom, how can I do less time?
Who do I have to talk to on this cruise so I can do less time?
I would like to work less than I normally work.
Still get paid the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, you want to do... You want to roll into staff picks
here?
Yeah,
let's do some and staff picks.
All right, cool.
My staff pick is called Legend. It is a movie that came out last year with Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Tom Cruise. No, not that Legend.
Oh, okay.
This movie is about the Cray brothers, which were a set of twins in early 60s, mod 60s London.
Yeah. Also, it's one of them English movies.
Yeah, and they're twins. Tom Hardy plays both, Reggie and Ronnie Cray.
Wow.
One's straight, one's gay. And he goes, I'm a homosexual. I like homosexual boys. But they're very violent fucks. And they're real guys.
Sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie.
There was a movie. It didn't flow like a Guy Ritchie movie. Mm. It would have been better had it been. It was a good movie, but it didn't have that Guy Ritchie feel. But Tom Hardy's great. Great actor. You see their evolution. You see them, you know, what happens to them and stuff like that. But there was a movie in the 90s, early 90s, that came out about them with the guy from Spandau Ballet. Playing both of them. Remember that guy? This much is true. That guy.
Yeah.
And there's a Morrissey song about them called Last of the Famous International Playboys. Huh. So they've been involved in pop culture, mostly British pop culture, certainly not ours. But there's a funny scene where Chaz Palminteri plays the mob guy from Philly who comes to talk to them about working with Meyer Lansky and setting up mob ties with their casinos and stuff. And he goes, you come over to Philadelphia, I'll get you a girl. And the character goes, I like boys. I had white boys, yellow boys. I even had a Cali boy. He goes, but no mistake, I'm not a faggot. He goes, I'll give it to them, not the other way. And he goes, you got some stones on you, man. You got some stones on you to admit that. But the cast is good, acting's good. I enjoyed it. And that's my pick.
But when those guys say fag, they're just talking about smoking.
No, they were talking about in the context of the times.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure
my pick's
understood.
Documentary Now, season 2.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What's that, Sundance?
I think it's IFC.
Not Sundance. It's not even around anymore. IFC.
No, Sundance is still on. That's where
my cousin
Steph
works for
shows
Sundance.
On.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Documentary Now, season 2. Season 1 is hilarious. Like, that Vice episode is one of the highlights.
Yeah.
Where they're making fun of Vice. And, that 70s, what was the name of the band? They had the Blue Jean Committee, where they did that 70s soft rock band.
Yeah. My favorite was the Eskimo one.
Yeah, the Eskimo one was pretty funny, too, because you've seen that documentary before, and they showed us that in, like, elementary school or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, makes fun of documentaries. It's real funny.
What's yours, Ira?
Mine is real simple. They're showing Blazing Saddles at the Plaza all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And I wanted to also mention that they're showing a bunch of Gene Wilder movies at LaFont Sandy Springs this weekend, too.
Which one?
Oh, cool.
They're showing possibly Blazing Saddles, but I know Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah?
And they're showing the Harrison Ford one. What's that called? The Cisco Kid.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's nice.
They're showing that. They're showing Willy Wonka.
I like to see Willy Wonka.
I think they're showing Young Frankenstein. I think you can probably go to LaFont Sandy Springs.
See
website.
No Evil, Hear No Evil? They were showing that?
No.
Oh, rats.
That's a funny movie, though.
I know it is.
Well, the Plaza on Ponce is...
I keep doing the old thing with this fucking iPhone. You don't slide it anymore. Anyway, go ahead, sorry.
You don't slide it anymore? What do you mean?
If you're around Sandy Springs and you want to see some Gene Wilder movies, check out their website, too.
Stephanie...
I had one more.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just, I know I bring up a Marin show all the time, but Billy Crystal was on, and it was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on Marin.
You can bring it up whenever you want, man.
He looks marvelous.
Well, I hate to be a broken record here with that, but... we had him for like 2 hours, and you know, I feel like Billy has a reputation for kind of being a pain in the ass, right?
I suppose.
Like a crotchety kind of guy.
Yeah, does he come off that way?
No, he was real cool. Those guys got
along.
That show
with Josh Gad was pretty funny.
The hood?
That he had.
Yeah, well, they talked about that season. And why it didn't work, why it got canceled, and you know, they talked about everything. Running Scared, right. They talked Princess Bride, they talked, you know, all that
shit. I love
shit.
Princess Bride. Yeah. Everybody loves Princess Bride.
So, yeah, and it was a long time. I realized, I was like, God, I feel like I've been listening to this thing all day, but it was entertaining. So, Billy Crystal and Marin. All right, sorry.
Cool.
Steph's.
Steph's pick is Black Market with Michael K. Williams, which is on Viceland.
And he examines, like, underground black markets. It's not like a
It's not a like a black thing. Grocery store.
I don't think it's about, like, the weed market, but it's stuff like underground car theft rings and shit like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, our complex got hit. 3 times in the last week and a half.
Wow.
Really?
Car break-ins, yeah. Nobody wants my shitty car. There's nothing in there but
it's car. Everywhere, man. It's getting bad.
Yeah, I know it is.
Just leave a bunch of garbage in your car like I do. They're like, I'm not going to sort around in that
That's
shit.
That's a good idea.
Looking for any valuables.
I ain't going to dig through all that shit.
It's true.
You a bunch of rednecks from Hall County are driving.
You know what? It's hard. Like that crime, the people breaking into shit is getting worse.
I want to know what time that chicken thing was.
It was 102, I told you. Said.
All right. Thank you.
But I tell you what, though, I'll look, you know, if I park next to somebody, I'll glance into their car for a second. People are leaving iPhones.
People are
bags
dumb.
On the front seat. I just see that all the time. What's wrong with you?
People,
are you serious?
At that racetrack down on Marietta Boulevard, people get jacked there, like they're gassing up.
Hand jobs?
No, they get, like they'll jack their car.
Yeah.
And take off or reach into their car while they're inside. They'll like leave the car unlocked and they'll just reach in, take a computer or
I know. Just
iPhone.
Don't be
anything.
Stupid, man.
No, I take my, even if I'm going in to buy a pack of smokes, I take my iPhone with me.
Right.
You know, I'm not leaving it in the car.
I'm so freaked out at gas stations now that I'll get out to pump the gas, lock the car.
You do?
Yeah.
Didn't
you ever see those videos where they come up next to the car and slide in?
No.
You never saw that?
No.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Shit.
Like you get out of your car to pump the gas, they'll come on the passenger side.
Yeah.
Get down low, slide, open the door, and grab whatever on your front seat and get out.
Oh, that place across the street got hit too. There was like a surveillance video.
What across the street? Where?
Where that framing place is? I think there's
at that racetrack.
Across from that racetrack, but the place across the street, like the people that were moving
the
in there.
Crime sucks, man.
Yeah, the people who were moving in there had like a bag of stuff sitting on their car, and they were like over on another part of the building talking.
Yeah.
And you see on the surveillance video, a car pulls up, and then it like sees they see the bag sitting there, and then they like turn around and go back, but you can't see the license plate, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They turn around and go back, and then they go real slow by the car, and then some dude jumps out, grabs the bag, and jumps back in and takes off. Fucked up.
What's going on, Ira?
I hear people talking on the hall too.
Oh, we in trouble?
No, they're not talking about us or anything.
Oh, okay. I'm going to smear dog feces all over my car doors and leave the doors unlocked.
Yeah.
So if they try them.
Just like when you used to put mustard on your pizza.
What's wrong, Ira?
Nothing. Ira, you're wondering what's going on outside.
You're freaking me out.
Here before.
Huh? What? There are people here. There's a bunch of cars in the driveway.
Yeah, but it was locked up when I came in.
Very, very scary. All right. Well, this has been the abbreviated version of Radio Labyrinth, episode 40. We had a great time at Dragon Con, so thanks again to Dan Carroll.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Dan. We got to get him back on now that Dragon Con's over and he's back in just regular Dan mode.
Yeah, we'll get him back on.
Yeah.
He can come in anytime he'd like. Dan, this is, if you're listening, you're welcome anytime. We do want to talk about MomoCon because we're going to go to that. Oh, I want to do a show from there.
What's the date of that?
Sometime next year.
Oh, yeah, it's not anytime soon.
No, they just had it a couple months ago.
Yeah, I have it, the little card for it at home. So I'll do some plugs here. If you need a haircut and you want a good haircut, please call or go to MaryToddHairCo.com. That is Mary Todd Hairdressing Company. It is on Carroll Street in Atlanta's historic Cabbage Town. Come on down, get your haircut. Go have a drink at Milltown Tavern or have a...
Can you touch the Jack Daniels statue?
You can touch it all you like.
Fondle it.
You come on down. You can touch and lick them all. That's from a Jerky Boys. Can I touch and lick the balloons?
Stop that.
No, it's just that he goes, I love lobsters. Too many lobsters. I like to touch and lick them all.
Bacon. Do you smell bacon?
No. It's also Jerky Boys.
No.
So yeah, Mary Todd Hairdressing Company. It's where I work, and I'll chat you up. There've been a couple listeners who've come in, and I appreciate you guys coming down. Yeah, a couple of them have been turned into regular customers as well.
Oh, cool.
There's Eric, and not Eric Von Hessler, but Eric Von Hessler did get his haircut there.
He did.
David, who comes there and gets his haircut. I'm not gonna say their last names. I don't want to embarrass them. Maybe their wives don't know they're getting their haircut there. You never know. But you can also go down to Little's and have a real good burger because that place is pretty cool. Their burgers are yummy.
Yeah. That one-eared stag is right near there, too. Right?
I don't know what that is.
That's that place where Steph talks about the meat stick.
Oh, the meat stick.
Oh. Yeah, Stephanie and her meat sticks.
You can eat a meat stick.
The gastropub.
You can hear me live every Sunday from 12 to 3. It's the Von Hessler Doctrine live on AM 750, FM 95.5 FM, WSB, and also... three times a week, usually just two for me, but there's three podcasts a week available on ericvonline.com or on the WSB radio app. It's the Von Hessler Digital Doctrine.
Yeah.
Ira.
We did a new episode of Contractor's Corner last week. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cursing. It's very informative. Mm-hmm. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
It's been getting a good response. Go to twofacesradio.com or the Two Faces Radio Network podcast Facebook. No, Podcast Network Facebook page to hear those.
Okay, Jeff.
Oh, wait, I got a big plug. It's Jeff and I's birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, it's our birthday.
I was going to ask birthday. You, what are you going to do on your birthday?
That's why I was just asking you if you wanted to go out, because I don't want to go out, but...
Well, I mean, I can go out late night and go get hammered somewhere, but you don't want to go out late, do you?
Yeah, no.
Come on, man, let's go out and get loaded.
Saturday fuck around. Night.
Let's puke all over Steve's cigarette machine.
And the Crazy Eddie died, if you don't know.
Oh, right.
Who died.
Yeah, Crazy
Eddie. The real Crazy Eddie, not the dude from the commercial.
Yeah, not that guy.
The real guy that owned the stores. Got busted for like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And Alexis Arquette, you remember her?
Yeah, I remember her. She started out as a child actor, right?
Right.
And when she was a boy.
She was a boy.
Yeah.
And then she became a girl.
Right. She's
Wait, somebody said she was in Pulp Fiction.
It's possible.
In the room at the beginning, right. Where's check out the big Brian.
Yeah.
He was the guy hiding with the gun in the bathroom.
Yep.
That was crazy. That's very possible. I never knew that.
No, that was her.
Okay. She died.
When her was a he. What'd she die of?
I don't know if they've said yet. 47 years old. It's got to be something fishy.
No, somebody said that she was sick.
I've always liked the Arquette family and those actors. I mean,
David Arquette, Patricia Arquette, Roseanne Arquette. I loved. Always. Big crush on her.
Yeah.
I love her voice.
I always had more of a crush on Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, she's hotter, but...
Well, ever since True Romance.
Not really hotter. I thought she was, you know...
True Romance, that was...
Oh, yeah, True Romance.
Yeah.
So Alabama. Great.
Just can't stand her. I followed her on Twitter, but she's so...
Boy's right. All she tastes like a peach.
All she does is talk about politics.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She was good in Boardwalk, too.
She was great in that.
Yeah.
She's still good looking for an old hag. No, I'm kidding. You're
but
not,
David Arquette
not an old
was
hag.
Always great on Stern, though.
He was one of the best guests on Stern.
Also,
fantastic.
Just to follow up on last week's show, we had Chris Gore on.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you again.
Right. He has crossed about the 60 percentile in the film threat thing. I think they only need another 40%. I'll have to look.
Yeah.
Is there a time limit?
Yeah, there's only 12 days left.
Oh.
And I think they still need about 10 grand. Yeah, they need 10.
That was fun.
Almost exactly 10 grand.
It was great talking to him.
Yeah, it was.
12 days ago.
That was so fun.
But, since our podcast dropped, they went from...
Oh, we had direct influence.
Well,
sure we did.
537 was what the number was when we did the episode, and now they're at 559. So I think maybe some of the people that we reached out to, because he tweeted about it, and...
He did.
He posted it on the Kickstarter page. Also, he posted our podcast.
Did he correct the part where he said Dan Carroll?
He can't do it on FilmThread, but he did. He corrected it on Facebook.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he said the Radio Labyrinth podcast hosted by Dan Carroll.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Dan Carroll was on the episode, of course.
But right. Yeah. Oh shit.
That was a fun weekend.
Oh, man.
What else was I going
to
say?
But anyway, if you haven't kicked in, go to FilmThread.com and check that out. There's 12 days left.
Well, and if for some reason you haven't listened to our Dragon Con episode,
right, yeah, listen
to that.
Last week's
and good
episode.
Job putting that together, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Editing wise.
That was fun. I put a lot of fun. I like doing it.
It was cool.
This one, I only have to edit that one thing.
Hopefully.
The one thing and the thing and the thing.
With the thing with the thing.
Well, next week.
Maybe we can get Chris Gore back on next year if he comes back to Dragon Con.
He can come on anytime he would like to come on. We'll Skype him in. Stephanie will be back next week, and we'll
Banjo
have
Coffee
the people from
hopefully.
Banjo Cold Brew. And we'll do some more shits and giggles. A little under the weather. Didn't feel like doing any characters tonight.
Let us know what new shows you want us to talk about.
Jeff and I will still be hungover from our big birthday blowout that we're going to have.
Get some whores. Some liquor.
Sure? All right.
No, man, we're not getting whores.
Wait.
We're too old for that.
Now we got to cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out. You're the one that's married.
We could go to the Regal Beagle.
We could go to the Regal Beagle with Jack.
John Ritter's birthday is also September 17th. Rest in peace.
Yeah. God, you guys are so lucky to share a birthday with John Ritter.
Yep.
You know who I share a birthday with? Art Carney.
What's wrong with that?
Think about that. So Art Carney. Well, nobody knows who Art Carney is.
Well, I know that you know that you know that I know that you want to fuck him.
I'm going to bend over, and when I do, start fucking.
I got that tape confiscated from me. At the Rockathon, you remember that?
The Rockathon.
I had that Eddie Murphy tape when we were listening to it.
What was the Rockathon?
It was that band fundraiser thing where you had to rock for 24 hours straight in a rocking chair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. You know, everybody that's around our ages probably knows that whole album by heart, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I got
it taken away from me at the Cockathon, which was in the basement of the church rectory. And it was just me and one priest. I can't remember why.
The rectory.
It was the Cockathon. I was in a rocking chair, and every time I went up, it was... No. Anyway.
All right. We'll see you next
week. All right. Until next week, please remember to...
Keep it canon. Two Faces Radio.